Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Paris and explore the red light district of Pigalle, known for its bustling nightlife and of course for the iconic Moulin Rouge. But this neighbourhood also has plenty to offer when it comes to finding a good meal. Our guide is Monocle's Julia Webster.
As Paris's former red light district, the neighbourhood of Pigalle, located at the foot of Montmartre, has a reputation as a place for dancing and debauchery. But Pigalle has much more to offer than just clubs and cabaret shows. The area has successfully established itself as one of the city's most attractive neighbourhoods, not least for its excellent bars, restaurants and cafes. Start on Rue des Martyrs, which runs through the centre of the 9th arrondissement, dividing it into the neighbourhoods of Saint-Georges and Rochechouart. At the northern end, in the square Lino Ventura, is KB Cafe, an Australian-inspired coffee roasters with a selection of sandwiches, cakes, and often populated with freelancers on their laptops. While the setup is not a typical Parisian line of outward-facing seats, its location makes it an optimum spot for people watching. Across the street is La Petite Bretonne, the place to go for delicious buckwheat crepes. You can't go wrong with a simple but effective crepe au beurre, but if you're really hungry, try the crepe with bacon, goat's cheese, honey and apples fried in butter. Wash it down with a glass of cider. The menu has a great selection from some of the best producers in Brittany. For dinner, head to a reliable classic, Bouillon Pigalle, located right next to the metro station. The original bouillon concept, meaning broth, began in the mid-19th century when butcher Pierre-Louis Duval came up with the idea of serving hearty, simple, and inexpensive dishes to a working-class clientele. And his formula continues to be successful today. Bouillon Pigalle is the hip younger sister of the original Bouillon Chartier, which is just a 20-minute walk south. As in an increasing number of popular Parisian restaurants, queuing is required, but a meal here is well worth the wait. The convivial setting and simple yet well-executed bistro classics make this the perfect place to indulge in French cuisine, and at a very reasonable price too. A meal consisting of snails in parsley followed by steak frites and finished off with ice cream filled profiteroles will only cost you 22 euros. Head to Rue de Navarin, back in South Pigalle, where you'll see the bright neon sign of the Hôtel Amour, which has quickly become a hotspot for the neighbourhood's creative crowd. Its leafy garden is the perfect place for a pre-dinner apéritif or a post-dinner digestif. But of course there is also the option of dining here at the Amour restaurant, a traditional bistro serving classics such as steak tartare and salt cod with potatoes. Lined with leather seats and black and white photographs on the walls, you'll feel like you've stepped back in time to Pigalle's fun-loving past. Finding a good place for a drink around here is far from difficult. Pigalle is after all still home to various bars, nightclubs and concert venues that make it such an appealing neighbourhood for young people. But the best places are not in plain sight. Tucked in a narrow side street behind the Moulin Rouge is Bar à Bulles, whose roof terrace makes it another great spot for summer evenings. The living room style indoor area is just as beautiful, decorated with upcycled wooden furniture and colourful lamps and plants hanging from the ceiling. Sit back with a glass of pastis or a cocktail and enjoy. For Monocle, I'm Julia Webster.
This has been episode number 136 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Julia for the tour in the Paris district of Pigalle. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.